An arrest has been made in a death on Canton's northeast side. 41-year-old Jake Young was found at his home, the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue, September 2nd. A neighbor reported finding the man's body just before 6 o'clock. 19-year-old Cameron Croston turned himself into U.S. Marshals Wednesday. He's charged with murder and aggravated burglary. The neighbor told police he'd gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open. He also said the doorbell camera had been removed and was sitting in the front yard. Two women have been indicted on multiple charges, including aggravated murder and the death of an Akron man. 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry, her 54-year-old daughter Yolanda, facing charges including murder, kidnapping, felonious assault, and gross abuse of a corpse. Canton police say 54-year-old Jerry Morris was found dead in Akron August 1st, but investigators believe the killing occurred in Canton on or about July 30th. Police have not released information about a motive. Lowry's had bonds set at $1 million. They're scheduled to be arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. Former Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby has died. He was 79. Burnaby was a Lehman High School graduate who was an alumnus of Brown University and the Ohio State University College of Law. Served a tour of duty in Vietnam and began his public service career as a Massillon assistant prosecutor in the 1970s. He later became Canton Law Director and also served as a Stark County Commissioner. Burnaby was elected mayor as an independent in 2016 and served two terms. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force has made several arrests of would-be sex buyers. Agents arrested 38-year-old Patrick Dilworth of Petersburg and 39-year-old Randy McCauley of Canton on charges including compelling prostitution and possession of criminal tools. In the last months, the task force has also arrested 11 other men, including a doctor, former attorney, and a man in the country illegally charged with engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools. Stark County commissioners have approved the $94.6 million budget for 2026, up from $93.7 million this year. County departments had requested a total of $103 million. The spending plan includes a 3% raise for employees and 5% increase in health care costs. Criminal justice sales tax generated $38.1 million this year, making up about 75% of the general fund. Commissioners say a proposed elimination of property taxes could force dramatic cuts. Commissioner Richard Regula says the county's monitoring the proposal before any decisions are made. YWCA Canton moving forward under new interim leadership. The board-appointed nonprofit and business development executive Janelle Lee is interim CEO after the recent resignation of Shanna Smith. Lee is expected to guide the organization for the next 6 months while long-term plans are finalized. Applicants interested in the permanent CEO position may contact Board President Gloria Pope at gpope@ywcacanton.org. An additional suspect in a 2021 murder case has his trial date set. 29-year-old Curtis Holland and 25-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool were arrested last month on murder and aggravated murder charges. They're accused of taking part in the shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas at a home on Pennsylvania Avenue in East Liverpool. Investigators say Douglas was not the intended target of the shooting. Elvin Tisdale was sentenced to life. His brother Alan received a sentence of at least 10 years in the case. Holland waived his right to a speedy trial Wednesday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He'll stand trial March 9th. Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted a man in connection with a shooting at the Oregon Pub in Sebring. 53-year-old Jose Cintron faces one count of felonious assault with a firearm specification. He's in the county jail on $75,000 bond. Police say Cintron pulled a gun during an argument with another man October 12th. The shot missed and struck a woman in the shoulder. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Cintron turned himself in after fleeing the scene. Jacob Hall has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury following an officer-involved shooting in Austintown. The 33-year-old was wounded November 30th after police responded to reports of homicidal and suicidal threats at his home on North Yorkshire Boulevard. Hall was treated at St. Elizabeth Health Center and is not yet in jail. He faces one count of improperly discharging a firearm and two counts of aggravated menacing. The Ohio BCI is reviewing the officer's actions. Mahoning County Commissioner Carol Righetti says she will not seek re-election next year after four terms. State Representative Lauren McNally of Youngstown plans to run for Righetti's seat. The Democratic primary is February 4th. Two Republicans, Christine Oliver and Mike Young, have announced their candidacies, while County Treasurer Dan Yema is considering a run.